Hi everyone, this is Father Jim Churn, and you're listening to the Pope Benedict XVI School of Prayer podcast, where every week we're reflecting on different catecheses that the late Holy Father offered back in 2011 in his Wednesday audiences with the faithful about some of the foundational principles in the life of prayer. Each week I'm using the book from Ignatius Press called The School of Prayer, The Saints Show Us How to Pray, but in the show notes and in our Facebook group, I always put a link on the Vatican website for those who want to read along or go back to the text afterwards and check it out for yourself. So this week's meditation is simply called meditation, and it was first offered on August 17th, 2011. The Holy Father at this point is still on his summer siesta at Castel Gandolfo, which is outside the city of Rome. So these are a little shorter catecheses than normal when he's doing them, or when he was doing them at St. Peter's Square. And just to give you a little bit of context too, so August 17th, that's 2 days after the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So when he references that, that's where that's coming from. So the Holy Father writes, "Dear brothers and sisters, we are still in the light of the Feast of the Assumption, which, as I said, is a feast of hope. Mary has arrived in heaven, and this is our destination. We can all reach heaven. The question is how? Mary has arrived there. It is she, the Gospel says, who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Thus Mary believed, she entrusted herself to God, bent her will to the will of the Lord, and so is truly on the most direct road, the road to heaven. Believing, entrusting oneself to the Lord, and complying with his will, this is the essential approach. Today I do not want to talk about this whole journey of faith. I want to speak of only one small aspect of the life of prayer, which is life in contact with God, namely meditation. And what is meditation? It means remembering all that God has done and not forgetting his many great benefits. We often see only the negative things. We must also keep in mind all that is positive, the gifts that God has made us, that we must be attentive to the positive signs that come from God and must remember them. Let's therefore speak of a type of prayer which in the Christian tradition is known as mental prayer. We're usually familiar with vocal prayer. The heart and the mind must, of course, take part in this prayer. However, we are today speaking of a meditation that does not consist of words, but rather is a way of making contact with the heart of God in our mind. And here, Mary is a very real model. Luke, the evangelist, repeated several times that Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. As a good custodian, she did not forget. She was attentive to all that the Lord told her and did for her. And she meditated, in other words, she considered various things, pondering them in her heart. Therefore, she who believed in the announcement of the angel and made herself the means of enabling the eternal word of the Most High to become incarnate, also welcomed in her heart the wonderful miracle of that human divine birth. She meditated on it and paused to reflect on what God was working within her in order to welcome the divine will in her life and respond to it. The mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God and of Mary's motherhood is of such magnitude that it requires internalization. It is not only something physical which God brought about within her, but is something that demanded interiorization on the part of Mary, who endeavors to deepen her understanding of it, to interpret its meaning, to comprehend its consequences and implications. Thus, day after day, in the silence of ordinary life, Mary continued to treasure in her heart the sequence of marvelous events that she witnessed until the supreme test of the cross and the glory of the resurrection. Mary lived her life to the full, her daily duties, her role as a mother, but she knew how to reserve an inner space to reflect on the Word and the will of God, on what was occurring within her, and on the mysteries of the life of her son. In our time, we are taken up with so many activities and duties, worries and problems. We often tend to fill all of the spaces of the day without leaving a moment to pause and reflect and to nourish our spiritual life, our contact with God. Mary teaches us how necessary it is to find in our busy day moments for silent recollection, to meditate on what the Lord wants to teach us, on how He's present and active in the world and in our life, to be able to stop for a moment and meditate. St. Augustine compares meditation on the mysteries of God to the assimilation of food and uses a verb that recurs throughout the Christian tradition, to ruminate. That is, the mysteries of God should continually resonate within us so that they become familiar to us, guide our lives, and nourish us, as does the food we need to sustain us. St. Bonaventure, moreover, with reference to the words of sacred scripture, says that they should always be ruminated upon so as to be able to gaze on them with ardent application of the soul. To meditate, therefore, means to create within us a situation of recollection, of inner silence, in order to reflect upon and assimilate the mysteries of our faith and what God is working within us, and not merely on the things that come and go. We may undertake this rumination in various ways, for example, by taking a brief passage of sacred scripture, especially the Gospels, the Acts of the Apostles, or the Letters of the Apostles, or a passage from a spiritual author that brings the reality of God closer to us and more present in our day. Or we can even ask our confessor or spiritual director to recommend something to us. And then by reading and reflecting on what we have read, dwelling on it, trying to understand what it is saying to me, what it says today, to open our spirit to what the Lord wants to tell us and to teach us. The Holy Rosary is also a prayer of meditation. In repeating the Hail Mary, we're asked to think about and reflect on the mystery which we have just proclaimed. But we can also reflect on some intense spiritual experience or on words that stayed with us when we were taking part in the Sunday Eucharist. So you see, there are many ways to meditate and thereby to make contact with God and to approach God, and in this way to be journeying on toward heaven. Dear friends, making time for God regularly is a fundamental element for spiritual growth. It will be the Lord Himself who gives us the taste for His mysteries, His words, His presence and action, for feeling how beautiful it is when God speaks with us. He will enable us to understand more deeply what He expects of me. This ultimately is the very aim of meditation, to entrust ourselves increasingly to the hands of God with trust and love, certain that in the end, it is only by doing His will that we are truly happy.